Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to wrap up another Donnie Football Friday. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute fan mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And it's sunny today with a high of 84. That's Antonio Brown. A low of Jack Lambert. That's 58. As you know, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's time for our picks limits. What's the score on the season so far between college and pro?
Yeah, so last week, Donnie led the pack, going 500 at 3-3. Donnie is now 9-13. Joe, you went 2-4. You are tied with Donnie at 9-13. I'm one game back, went 2-4 as well. I am at 8-14. So
wow, we're
let's
all
win
struggling.
Some games.
Yeah, let's win some games,
let's win
here,
some games
gentlemen.
Here, guys. Let's do this. Let's start with West Virginia at Kansas. Donnie, the Mountaineers are 13.5-point underdogs in Kansas. How about that?
Ooh, and coming off an emotional big win in the backyard brawl, I do think it has the bad recipe for a game in which you lay an egg. I'm going to take Kansas here. I think they win the game by 2 touchdowns.
I disagree. I think the other side of that is true, that Rich Rod's boys, Crowley's boys, are riding an emotional high here and may have found their quarterback in that game. Same guy they started with, they finished with. I thought he was crazy for leaving him in the first place. I'm taking the Mountaineers to cover and lose by 10, and Crowley can celebrate.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas. This is a big number, and I don't feel great about it, but I don't think WVU, coming off of just the emotions of last week, can keep it up again. All right, to the Big Ten. Number 9, Illinois, is at number 19, Indiana. Indiana at home, despite being 10 spots down in the polls to Illinois, is 6.5-point favorites, Joe, with Fernando Mendoza at quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going to take Illinois in this one. I know that Indiana's really been hardened by a vicious slate that's featured Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Larry Bird in the Indiana State Sycamores. But having said that, I'm going to go Illinois to cover anyway.
I'm going to go with Indiana here. I think Indiana can win this game by 10-plus. Better quarterback. I know they've had the easy schedule, but I'll take them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indiana as well. I think Illinois is an okay team, but a little bit overrated at 9. All right, Florida at Miami, final college football game. The Hurricanes are 9.5-point favorites, Donnie, against their in-state rival.
Give me Florida to keep this one close. I don't think they win the game, but I think it's like a 3-6-point differential.
I mean, Florida was right there pretty much with LSU. It was a 10-point game at the end. I agree with you, Donnie. I'm taking Florida to cover.
We're all on the Gators. If Billy Napier doesn't win this game, there's a good chance at some point this year he will be fired. Bengals at Vikings, very odd game. The quarterback's play will be intriguing. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites at home, though, Joe.
I'm taking the Bengals in this game.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't care who's playing quarterback for the Bengals. I ain't betting on Carson Wentz.
I'm going to go with Minnesota. If it was 3.5, I would be afraid of that hook. But I think the Vikings, with the better coaching on their side of things, they will get it done.
Better coaching, they're at home. I do worry about their run game without Aaron Jones, but I do think Minnesota will prevail. Packers are at the Browns, Donnie. Green Bay, 7.5-point favorites in Cleveland.
Yeah, I kind of teased to this earlier, and if you weren't listening then, I think the Packers are going to smother the Browns. Not like blow them out, but they are not going to allow the Cleveland offense to do much of anything, so I will take Green Bay minus the 7.5.
Yeah, I think pretty soon we might have to start talking about the possibility of 0-17 with the Browns. Mm. Oh, wait, 1-16 because they'll beat the Steelers at home with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback. I'm taking Green Bay in this one.
I don't feel great about it. I feel like the Browns can keep this game close, but ultimately Green Bay looks like the best team in the NFL right now. The Packers will win it by 10. Monday Night Football, Lions are at the Ravens in Baltimore, favored by 4.5, Joe.
Man, this is my Super Bowl preview from before the season. The Ravens are just a dynamo. Obviously, I like Detroit a lot. They're coming off a great game, but I think that the Ravens win this one outright and win it by maybe 10 points.
Wow.
But it'll be a great game.
I agree with almost everything you said there. Pretty much everything you said. I think it's going to be fun, exciting, a lot of points. But the Ravens will win it, I think, with some separation by like 6 to 10.
The Lions have some revenge on their mind from the last time they played Baltimore and got absolutely stomped and embarrassed. I think Detroit's going to win this. All right, one more before the Steelers. Chiefs, Giants. Chiefs are 6.5 point favorites, Donnie.
I know that this is Joe's big upset special for the week. I think that the Chiefs will keep the separation enough, though. They will cover the 6.
I got two words, Mr. and Unlimited. Limits?
Chiefs will win it. All right, Steelers, 1.5 point favorites against the Patriots. Joe, give us the recap for the game.
Steelers 27, Patriots 20. We started the show like this today. Everybody picking the Patriots to win this game. The Patriots? Come on. Mike Tomlin, for whatever you want to say, wins more than he loses and wins games like this. I'm not a Mike Vrabel guy. Steelers 27-20.
Patriots 28, Steelers 23. I think the Steelers offense looks fine. A couple of touchdowns. A-Rod looks fine. The defense, again, concerning. Patriots win.
Patriots 24, Steelers 21. New England wins it at home. Drake May plays well. Steelers, more questions than answers.
Limits, what a man you've become. I think it's the haircut, but it's a lot of other things as well. Donnie, another Donnie Football Friday in the books. This was an all-timer, yes?
Yes, phenomenal. Very fun.
See you guys. Good luck with all your high school, college football duties this weekend. I'll see you guys next week.
Enjoy the football. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.